Southern Utah has endured four straight years of drought, with the Virgin River reduced to a mere trickle this summer. But change appears to be coming soon in the form of warmer waters in the Pacific Ocean.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has forecast a strong El Nino heading into the latter half of the year. National Weather Service hydrologist Brian McInerney says Utah has been stuck in a rut.
We're looking for some change in the weather. We're looking for something that's different on a global scale, and it looks like that's going to happen in the form of this strong El Nino. And we've had El Ninos in the past, but they've been weak, maybe even close to a moderate for a brief period. But a strong El Nino is something that really does change your forecast. And when you put your finger on the strong El Nino in the equatorial Pacific and then put your finger on the western U.S., you definitely get a change in the weather patterns. You get a flip-flop. The desert southwest is typically warm and dry. It becomes cooler and wetter. The Pacific Northwest, which is cooler and wetter, typically becomes warmer and drier. And when you look at northern Utah, we're kind of in the middle. So we don't have a really good correlation with any kind of episode in the equatorial Pacific for northern Utah. But if you look back historically, some of our biggest years we've ever had have been occurring during a strong El Nino, 1983, 1997. And some of these other years. So when you look at this, you say, well, there's not a really good correlation for northern Utah. There's definitely a good correlation for southern Utah and the desert southwest, but it's a change. And we need a change badly because we've just been dominated by this high pressure.
A switch for Utah would likely mean more moisture in the south, but about average snowfall in the north this winter. But El Nino isn't a win for everyone.
We talk about getting cooler and wetter, which is what we welcome, but the Pacific Northwest, they look at getting warmer and drier. And on the global scale, Australia typically has lots of wildfires and terrible wildfire seasons when they have these strong El Ninos. So it's a game changer for the entire globe. When we look at Utah, it could be a positive thing for us with a little specter of flooding. But if you look in Seattle and Montana, then that bodes worse for wildfire conditions.
McInerney says El Nino conditions can fizzle like they did last year, but the models now give forecasters high confidence that the situation won't repeat headed into 2016.